Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Bonsai Chat. I'm your host, Ryan, and we are here to talk about some awesome pop culture, video games, anime, movies. You know, we talk about a lot of shit, but we're going to be talking about a very cool topic, and I have an awesome co-host with me today. That, of course, is DJ Gran.
Thanks for having me.
And we are going to be diving into the new Witcher animated movie, not the series, not the game, but the animated movie that we've been talking about for a while, if you've been listening to any of the episodes and stuff. But before we get into that, I just wanted to say you can check us out on bonsaichat.com, and please like, subscribe, and all that good stuff on all of our, you know, social medias and all that. But before we get into the good stuff, let's kind of do some check-in with the home base with each other. What have you been watching? What have you been playing? And what have you been up to?
Well, because of you, I got back into Fallout and I finished the whole game. What I've been watching is I watched Bad Batch. I've gotten
the new Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
It's like they always have so much crap out.
it's actually pretty good.
I've heard a lot of good things. Yeah, I just never
I'm
got into
through
it.
11 episode of 16, so it's I wouldn't have gone past two or three if it's bad. So it's pretty good. And
what's like the actual synopsis of that?
Well, the premise doesn't make sense to me because the clones are supposed to be all clones exactly the same. Well, these five,
they're all different.
Yeah, they're all different.
I've seen,
but
like,
they're clones.
Yeah,
I can't get it, wrap my head around it. Same way I can't wrap my head around the multiverse either, but you gotta suspend it and let it go. So,
do you see that new Spider-Man trailer?
Yeah, I did.
Don't you think they're trying to make Doctor Strange seem like a bad guy?
They do that in the What If. I think they do. That isn't. And I've watched What If too. That's also what I've been watching.
What If's a little different, but I thought with the Spider-Man thing, not to like derail your Bad Batch thing, but it's just like, and it's a trailer, so they probably edit it that way. But it's like, why would Doctor Strange try to mess with time just for that fact of Peter being like, hey, can you just erase my stuff? Like, that's 101 of like, that's going to mess up everything. And he's like, okay.
It makes me think that it's Doctor Strange that causes this whole, not Loki, and that was already, it makes me think that was already there. And they say there was some in Wanda's too, but I think this Spider-Man thing, I don't know, haven't watched it yet, but I'm thinking this is the cause of the anti-rational multiverse.
Yeah. Well, of course, because they have, even though like these other shows are doing that, you know, they got to do it in a movie.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And I think this is what unleashes it all. That's my guess, speculation. Like I said, I haven't watched
it yet,
but that's what I saw. And I liked it. I mean, I'm glad that they brought back at least they only showed,
Doc Ock.
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot the actor's name. Yeah. But it's cool. And they mentioned that for a while, and it was cool to actually see that, like, solidified.
To see him. You know? Yeah, exactly. The same one.
Because he was great.
Yeah. And I heard the voice of Green Goblin, and it sounded like William Devane, the actor, but I'm not sure if it really... We'll find out. But the fact that they brought those two back is pretty cool to me. I like that.
I just hope they don't do, like, a, you know... Because he could just be in costume and just have some voice.
It could be anybody. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's Darth Vader thing. Yeah. It could be. We'll see. If they ever see him out of costume, they'll prove it. Because he was out of costume.
Deepfake or something. Yeah.
Well, he is kind of ancient, but.
Yeah, it's still. But with Green Goblin, again, that's not a character, especially if it's just like supposed to be the original. I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, he's not supposed to be the son and all that.
Well, that one isn't the son, so at least that's the voice wasn't of the son. So
I'm just saying, it doesn't matter if he looks whatever. Like, you know, he could be old,
you're right,
middle age, whatever.
Whatever the costume is, as long as he can, as he can do it.
I'm sure in the movie it'll be like a very small scene of it, so... But Bad Batch is good. Did you said I wasn't sure. You said you finished it? Or?
No. There's 16 episodes. I got through, I think, episode 11.
Okay.
And it's good. It's compelling. I like the characters. There's like four of them, and then a little who turns out to be a clone, little girl named Omega. But yeah, I like them. I like they. I think Hunter, Wrecker, Echo, and Tech are their names. And
okay.
Yeah, I like it. I like the way the story's going. It's compelling. I mean, still out, so I don't want to. Unless you want to talk about it, I don't want to give any spoilers out. But I like it.
That's cool.
I like it.
No, I've heard good things about Bad Batch. I've been out of the Clone Wars stuff. Like, I've seen like a handful of them, but not like the full series. So,
well, the series starts out right where Directive 66, you know, that's exactly, it all begins right there. And then, and those obviously.
But you're supposed to watch Bad Batch after the Clone Wars animated show, right? Yeah,
I guess, but I've never watched, because it was on the Disney Channel, and I was just older when it came out.
Yeah, it's an old series, but it's like one of the, you know, it's very popular. And anytime I see that, like, style of animation and stuff like that, it just goes. I mean, it's along those stories, you know, and it is. It's all connected.
Well, since you brought that up, the animation, I think, is really, especially the ships. I mean, they look real. The animation is really good on this show.
I bet, yeah, because even. You know, the Clone Wars stuff, you know, people hold in high regard. So it's like, even if they took those same things and just redid it now with technology, it's just probably looks even better, you know, smooth it all over. Yeah,
you should check it out if you can. You definitely should check it out. I like it. I'll tell you at the end if
it doesn't sound bad.
It doesn't good. It doesn't. I can't judge it fully until the very end.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
so it could end up being a piece of crap. But we'll
how many episodes?
There's 16 total.
16. Oh, in the so first season. Close.
Yeah. Next time we talk, I'll be done with it.
All right, cool. I guess on my end, I've been playing Plague Tale. Have you heard of this game?
No, I have not.
It came out, I don't know exactly when it was released, but it just came out on the PlayStation Plus, and I was kind of wary to playing this game, and I think it's on everything. I don't know if it's just like a PlayStation thing, but maybe it is because it's on PlayStation Plus, but it's a medieval set in like kind of like the whole when rats were, you know, sending the plague out. I don't know what time that is, you know, like
I don't know,
like the black
time, the bubonic plague.
The bubonic plague. Yeah, yes. They're kind of like, it's not like real history. Like, it's definitely like, you know, they play with it a lot, but that whole thing is going on, and you're this girl and her brother who has this disease, and you're trying to figure out how to like kind of cure your brother, and like the whole gameplay of it is all just kind of,
what's the name of that?
It's called Plague Tale Innocence, like I don't know, colon Innocence. It's
I think that that game might be on Xbox.
Yeah,
I think I have seen that with a girl and a little brother.
Yeah, and she's just like carrying him around. Yes, stuff, it's, and like the rats.
It's
and
even
all
third person, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, I have. Do you like it?
And that's the thing. It's like when this game first came out, I was, because it's like a sneak around game. Like you're just, it's not like beating up people, like you get
it's no different than that goblin game I played.
And I actually thought about that because I was like, wow, DJ actually probably know about a little bit of this, but it's actually really great, and I like it a lot. And it's not like fantastic or anything. It's not like The Witcher 3 or anything, but again, it looks really well. Like, it's very the graphics are really done well, and again, it is just like sneaking around and puzzle solving and stuff like that. And you have like a sling, and you get like certain kind of just like, I guess, mechanics to your sling to help you get by like guards and stuff like that, because everything you do in the game, if you get caught, it's like a one hit kill. So it's like, you basically, if you can't get through this map in some way, if you get caught in any way, shape or form, you like basically start back. So it's like all one hit kill kind of stuff. And it's cool. The story's very good. The characters are very good. And I'm just actually pleasantly surprised that I'm enjoying it. And it's like, it's almost like a Game of Thrones episode to me, because there's like the Inquisition that's coming, and they're like trying to steal your brother, 'cause there's this whole like bloodline thing, and it gets very like fantasy as it keeps going. But, I'm really liking it so far, but I'm at this point where you do this part where, 'cause it's third person, and you basically can you know, use your sling to throw and like knock people out and hit people. So it's like kind of first person, but it's not just like shooting a gun where it'd be like, oh, this is pretty easy. And all the characters that come out in this like scene that I'm doing, because I won't spoil it, but it's just like, man, I've never been so frustrated in a part where it's like, I feel like I'm like 10 years old again, because it's just like, it's all like, you have to do it this like kind of timed thing. And all the characters come out at the same time too. So I'm like, all right, here they go. Like this guy's coming, this guy's coming, this guy's coming. And just like stuff is just not working sometimes. And again, if you miss, it's like, it's not like you shoot again. It's like, you can't, like you're pretty much dead because they're just coming after you. And you're like, so it's like kind of realistic, because it's like, if you had a sling and you threw it and someone's running at you, it's like, if you missed one and they're, you know, 2 feet away from you, like you're not going to get a headshot.
Sure.
So, but it, man, I'm so pissed, because I've been trying for like a couple days now, and I just can't get past this point. And it's kind of sad, because I already know it's like the story plot of the point of you going across this bridge with a bunch of archers. I just know what's going to happen at the end of it. And I haven't even spoiled myself for it, because I'm like, it's not even worth looking up a like YouTube guide or anything, because I'm like, it's not that I don't know how to do it, or it's just I suck at it, you know, like I just have to nail these guys.
Can you turn down the level just to get by and then turn it back up?
It's not even that, because I think I'm at like the easiest.
Oh,
and
really?
It's just, again, it's just like you got to hit them in the head. It's like, it's just hitting the target.
That's sometimes my problem with the zombie games, because you got to hit them in the head sometimes multiple times.
Yeah.
That's what frustrates me. So I totally, I'm with you on this. I understand exactly what you're saying.
And it's just funny though, because the point of this, it's like, there's no surprises. Like, and everything's played out. So like all these times I've done it, I'm like, there's three guys coming this way, there's two guys coming this way. So maybe that's almost like the problem, is like I'm anticipating too much, but I'll get it. But again,
sure,
like I haven't felt this way since I was like a little kid playing video games. And it's just funny, I never thought this game, because I thought the game's pretty much like a linear story. And like even the gameplay, like even though you die in one hit, it, you know, it's like you turn the corner the wrong way, or you just got a little too fast and stuff. But this part is just really brought me back to my gaming roots of like, fuck games, you know, like they can do this to you, you know, like throw my controller or something like that. But it's cool, because like
it was too easy, you wouldn't play it. So
yeah, but it's like funny, because even like Metal Gear Solid or like Witcher, I'm like, I've never felt like this in any of those games, and those games are way harder in the concept of games. But
yeah, you know, puzzle games can sometimes do that to you.
Yeah, I know, because it again, because it's so linear. There's no other way. You can't cheese it. You can't mess with it. You can't. It just sucks. And you can't go back. You can't like build up your character, because there's like a little bit of like fixing your sling and all that, but you can't go back. It's just like, once you go past one story part, like that's it. So I'm like, ah, but I'll get it. I've gotten,
I'm sure
really
you will.
Close, but let's, that was a fun little catch me up, but let's get into our main topic and get into the breakdown of the new animated show, The Witcher. The Nightmare of the Wolf. Breakdown, breakdown. Breakdown, breakdown. Breakdown, breakdown. Breakdown, breakdown. Let's rock out. So we're here to talk about the new animated movie, The Witcher, Nightmare of the Wolf, directed by Han Kwao Lee, or Il. And he's a... This guy, I was looking him up, and it's like, he's hard to, he does a lot of stuff. He did a lot of the stuff for Avatar: The Last Airbender, Korra: The Last Airbender, the Boondocks, and the Mortal Kombat movies. I think I brought up before, and there's another one coming out soon. And this guy doesn't have much on him, but he has a excellent line of work for like animated movies and just like directing animation and stuff like that. And again, with this movie, it just shows awesomely. And I couldn't expect anybody else again, I don't really know this guy too well, besides from all this awesome stuff he did, but I'm just so glad he was on board to directing this movie, because I was so blown away by it. And I guess let's go around with our kind of first thoughts on what we thought about this movie. How about you, DJ? I just kind of spoiled myself saying it, but
oh, I liked it too. I did. I think the movie wasn't about being a Witcher. I don't think it was about even making money, although that was part of it. I liked it though. I really did. I was enthralled during the entire thing. Usually I'm looking at the clock, you know, just how long is this? Not this time. I mean, I was into it. It was a good movie. I don't necessarily think, at least in my mind, I didn't picture Vesemir the way he looked. It didn't just seem to me that was what, but you know, that's their, you know, artistic, you know, license to do what they wanted to make him.
Definitely made him more like swashbuckling. Yes, as they would say it.
Exactly.
You know? And I mean, I get what you're saying, especially I was like actually looking up while we were doing like getting ready to do this. I'm like, what did, cause I hadn't played Witcher 3 in so long. And I'm like, I know what Vesemir looked like, but I just looked up some screenshots and I'm
just
like,
the real old man. Is
yeah.
What,
you know, and he's great. You know, he's a awesome character in that game, but you know, it's nice that he got this like Geralt kind of, cause even Geralt's like old, like he's not like old, like Vesemir.
Yeah. Well, see, and that's another thing too.
He's more seasoned, I guess, in like the game.
Geralt seemed the oldest of the little clan there, but they talked about Lambert going through the Trial of Grasses in this movie before Geralt does. So that means Lambert's got to be older. That threw me for a little. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Is that right? Because at least Geralt looks older. I mean, if you in Witcher 3, if you look all of all the three that are you know, the comrades, Geralt looks like he's the oldest, but it turns out I don't think that's the truth.
But that's like,
I mean, this might not be even canon either. This just,
I know, and that's like what's, you know, even with all the because that's like what's interesting with the people, like his class and all that. The one guy that had the red hair, I forgot his name, he was older than Vesemir. So, but you know, it's like, but Vesemir was like the better Witcher and all that stuff, which I guess it doesn't matter if you're older or younger, you know, Vesemir was just like the prime, you know, example of a Witcher at his time. But
well, and one other thing I didn't like, it doesn't necessarily mean it's wrong, but I didn't, usually the Witchers are kind of taken and forced to go through the trial, forced to become a Witcher, sold or not.
And
Vesemir wanted to become one. That kind of, it's the opposite of it. And I'm not sure.
I think that's like the point though, because that's what they were talking about when they were in like the stalls and all that. It's when they were like trying to sleep, you know, like who would do this? Who would volunteer to do that? And Vesemir doesn't say that he did, but he just basically says some people like have, you know, it's like, what's the point of living life when you have no other, you know, option, I guess. I thought that was great. I mean, it is more or less the common thing that they are sold into it. You know, the law of, what's it? The law of attraction, not the law of attraction, but the law of, you know, when like you can't pay a Witcher, so you give him your kid.
I know what you're talking about. Well, it didn't apply to him.
But I mean, that just shows even more again, like, the point of Vesemir just being a badass. He just wanted that because he knew his life wasn't going anywhere.
Okay, so maybe I read this wrong, okay? But I think he wanted family, and I think this movie was about family. And he finally got his family because he wanted to be with the woman, and I think they wanted to make a family. He didn't have much of a family life coming up. In fact, he hated, I don't even know if that was actually his father or not that he was with. Maybe it was.
He didn't even care about that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think he wanted a family. And at first, he rejects the little kids. He doesn't want to do that. But in the end, because he's the only one left, he takes them on, and there's his family.
Yeah.
I really think that this movie was about family. Now, maybe I read it wrong. I could be wrong on it, but that's what it seemed to me.
No, because if you even think of, oh yeah, again, if you're listening to this, spoiler alert on everything, we're going to ruin it.
It just came out. Everything's going to be a spoiler alert.
But, I mean, it goes even towards the end of even, what's his name? the clan. Yeah, you know, like he tells them that he has to protect the younglings, basically.
Younglings, you know, Star Wars.
Might as well put that in there. The witchlings.
There you go. But, that's a good one, actually. Witchlings. Witcherlings. You know,
it's like at first when he was told to give them like fencing practice. And
he wanted nothing to do with
it. Yeah, and then at the end, you know, he doesn't say it, but he obviously ends up goes and finds them.
And he embraces it, and that's my point. That's when he found the family.
Yeah.
And that's why...
But again, it's like you're saying, he loved being a Witcher and he loved Witchers. And again, him getting the army together when they fight, you know, like the monsters come in and like the mages and stuff like that. It was his brotherhood. He was a Witcher through and through. He loved his whole thing. You know, he was going to fight to the death of it. And that's why it was so like heartbreaking when he obviously got tricked and, killing his childhood love, I guess, and all that stuff is one thing. But, you know, he just basically, you know, he had to, even though they were doing a bad thing with like the monsters and stuff like that, he killed all these people that weren't supposed to be killed that were, you know, his friends and stuff, even though they were, collateral I guess, damage. Bad, you know.
Yeah,
he was tricked.
Yes,
you know,
he was.
So.
He was, and I liked it. I just, like I said, I told you the only two flaws I had, and other than that, I liked the movie.
So you just didn't really like that? I guess you just were surprised of how they showed
how they presented him. I just didn't picture him that way. Maybe that's my fault. I got a mental block, and I can't, you know, I'll that version of Vesemir, because I see Vesemir as the wise old teacher.
But that's the thing. It's like to be that wise old guy, it's like you have to been that crazy. And like, again, like Vesemir, he wasn't dumb or anything. He just was good at his job. Like he again, like getting into...
No, I think he was the best Witcher of that time.
And that's like what they showed. You know, they even like all the other Witchers when they came back, you know, they all were like, I can barely get through the winter and all this stuff.
I just didn't see him being that partying type, you know, because in the very beginning, that's what he's meant out to be when he's talking to the elf.
Yeah, because he's, you know, and that's the thing. Everything he does, I mean, he is like, it's all about the coin. It's all about this. And, you know, and every time you see him like laying out, he's, you know, in a bathtub. He's, you know, he's eating food. He's drinking. He's like, let's all get drunk.
Well, you need money to live. So, but it can't, your life can't be all about the coin.
For sure.
So, and that's why.
But I think that's like kind of the point though. He learns his lesson through that it was, and that he, you know, learned that the reason why he's making all this money is because they're churning out these chimeras and these, you know, monsters. So he's like, his actual work is for nothing. You know, he's a Witcher, but he's like, well, you know, they're making my money for me. They're printing my money.
No, yeah, but it was also a moral story. And that's the part I liked about it, because he needed to decide who was right and who was wrong. Was making these monsters is what they were doing just so that they can have jobs? Was that a right thing to do? And that part, that's what I thought really solidified his character. All the other money and party and stuff, I don't think that's actually him. I truly don't.
No.
I think the character came when he chose, and that's a moral choice, to do the right thing. Even though it cost him, like you said, his young love, it was a moral choice that this is wrong, and that making creatures just so they can have a job is wrong.
And he wasn't for that. Like
No, he never was. Yeah. He even was he the one that said
he was tricked
during
again
the winter time?
That.
Yeah, he was. But during the winter time, was it him that said the monsters will go and mate and make other monsters and we'll have it? Was he the one that said that? I don't remember, but that point is so appropriate. Because that is the natural form of things. Making them, I mean, they're always lashed at how witches were made. And then they go ahead and do that to make monsters. So, yeah. I mean, what they're saying, they're kind of agreeing that it's wrong by doing that. And at least all the people thought it was wrong to make mutants, because that's what witchers are, mutants.
Yeah.
So to make mutant demons, it'd be just worse on a moral scale. And I think that's the part I liked about it. Vesemir came through and made the correct choice. That this is the wrong thing to do. He could have did it. He could have kept his job. He could have said, "Oh yeah, I'll agree with this, so we can have a job." But he wasn't that scum like the Klan was. He turned out to be scum, but he kind of showed that in the beginning too.
Yeah, he never was a good guy.
Yes,
I mean he was in it to begin with, but that was a good thing I think about the whole movie too. Besides all the other stuff, is just it was hard to pick a side in a lot of ways. You know where. You see the one, you know, like I forgot her name, but
what, the witch or the elf?
Well, you know, his you know, his like childhood friend and stuff like that. Like
Elena or Alana, yeah, or something like that. It's, I don't remember.
Yeah,
it's
something like,
sure,
that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like she's kind of protecting the Witchers in a sense, and a lot, you know, all those courtroom things with the mage.
I think she knew he was a Witcher.
And that's the thing, yeah, because she knew about his stories and stuff. But the mage character just, you know, obviously was protecting what she was doing. And it's like, what she was doing wrong? You know, it's like, even though
that mage, the witch, right? Yeah. Is that what you're talking about? She reminded me of Yennefer. I really thought, Yennefer, yes, but I thought that was there, that the, when I first saw them, I thought those were going to hook up. I just kept saying to myself, because of Geralt and Yennefer, I thought for sure, but obviously that's wrong, I mean, but
mages and, you know, witchers, they obviously usually, it's like if that was the game, you would have had that option.
Yes, you exactly. Know? You probably
would have gone out and fought those things like after the fight.
I thought for sure they were going to hook
fire
up.
Or go under the sleeping bag. I don't know. It's like, yeah. And I thought they did a good job. This is like a little side note on that. The way, and I think this goes into what we're talking about, but just like there's a lot of, they don't have like the, get, like you can't pick and choose since this is a movie, but it's like there was a lot of like what ifs and like if it could have gone this way and like picking like the, I feel like, I guess maybe this is because of the game, but when I was watching it, it's just like I feel like these would be the thought bubbles of like, would this is like, what would the options be for these questions or these like actions and stuff like that?
I totally agree. But see, that's why I said it was moral, because choices, morality is about choices.
Yeah.
And, you know, choices, no morality. And this whole, his whole story is about the choices he can make.
But that's what's kind of cool about, since they like, they didn't let you think of, like if they made like a thing like that, where it's like the game, that'd been, I would have been pissed off. Like,
well, in a way, I just like it, that doesn't, they, like, it doesn't it, incorporate, you know? It does incorporate some of the game.
But you saw both sides, yes. You know, and that's what's cool about,
yes,
it.
Yeah. Yes, I agree. I like that. But I do like the fact that it was ultimately a morality tale.
Like, you still are going to be Vesemir, basically. Like, that's like how, yes, you have to see this ride through, yes, you know. But
until,
it's like,
until Bald Geralt comes along.
Yeah. But again, they ended that so well too, with even that, like the thing I put down too, it's like the twists and turns that they had in this were, some were pretty vague and just like out there. I didn't expect that the girl was the older lady, like his childhood friend, even though like after rewatching it, I was like, oh, that's like so easy to see. But like Geralt's, like, I thought that was like one of the coolest things that, like, I remember when it was like, you know, I'm like, this has to be Geralt's group. Like these kids, like it's Vesemir. It's like, all right. So it's like, it's not Vesemir's group. That can't be Geralt, you know? And so these kids have to be, one of them has to be, you know, and they bring up Lambert, and I'm like,
but
all right, there's
that
Lambert.
That was a different group. I'm not sure that Lambert was in that group.
But again,
group.
Like, that's like, you hear Lambert, you're like, oh, that's, you know, Geralt's, yeah, friend. Yes, so you're, yes, like, we're in the same age range, yes, or league or whatever.
Yes. I mean, maybe even Lambert was in those kids that Vesemir was training first.
Yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't the same group that Geralt was in. Yeah, I mean,
but then at the end, it's just like, you just, you're, I'm like, because they're all boys, so it's like, who is it going to be? And then I'm like, wow, it's the bald one.
Yeah,
it's like,
the bald one.
I don't know.
But it made sense. The, yeah, bald hair. Well, I think that's the irony, because he's got such long hair in, yeah, in the game. But it made sense.
Which, again, like, yeah, you see, like the second time through, I'm just like, duh. Like, you, yeah, know?
It made sense because of him trying to run away.
Yeah,
because that is so much in his personality.
Yeah, they always made that joke.
Yeah, so that's just so much into it. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, that most of the people, or the boys in his class, actually die, just like with Vesemir So
I think there was like three or four of them left.
Yeah. So
like when they escaped out of the.
Yeah. And of that class, the ones that escape when they go through the trial of the grasses. I don't think very many. Maybe it was only even Geralt that made it out of that, just like Vesemir.
Yeah.
Because Vesemir was the only one that made it out of his class.
Yeah.
So I think it's like a reflection of exactly the same. I don't know if I read that or if it was they talked about that in the game, but I'm pretty sure that if any survived, not very many did of that class of Geralt's.
Yeah, because that's a good question. If they even all of them had gone through the trials. You know, so they could have been training as witchers, but not.
I don't think they had yet. That's a guess, though. But if I were to guess, I'd say no. They're getting ready for it.
That's bringing that up too. Is did they bring that up? Any of this story, since this was actually one of the stories from the pages of like you know the actual novels and stuff. Like I guess this is, you know, they have a Vesemir book about this.
I haven't read it.
I haven't either, but I just from what I was seeing, it's like this is like from one of the books. Did they
but I'm
like,
sure they deviated from just like they did in the
for sure. It's an animated movie, you know.
Well, even the TV show deviated from the
and
books.
The game and all that stuff. But do you remember any like inklings of like Vesemir talking about this and stuff like that? I mean, I know it's been a long time since we probably both played this.
You know, I remember the only love interest they brought up for was a different lady in the game. Do you remember the one?
I do. Yeah, there's like a whole thing with that.
Yes,
yeah.
There is, and you get a
she's
suit.
Like still alive.
You get a suit or something. Well, the lady is. Yeah, she's
so
really
that
old.
That makes no
and,
sense.
And he has to break the news to her that no, it could be a different woman.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like it's not this lady.
Yeah, she died, and then Vesemir moved on. That's exactly. Obviously what happened. But that's the only.
I'm 72.
Yes, that's the only connection to his prior life that I remember from the game. I that's a long game, and there's many.
I know
many
that's
things,
why
so I could have.
I wrote it.
It
down for just whatever, but I mean, it made me want to think because like Vesemir, like I'm very faint on Vesemir in Witcher 3 because he is a big part of it. You know, he does die in that game, and it's like it that's a huge part, but. You know, he is your teacher. He is so much in the game that it's like, it makes me sad when I watch this movie that I'm like, oh man, Vesemir is so great that I'm like I don't, you know, I remember like very like big parts of it, but like he was, you know, in a lot of The Witcher, but again, it just has, I haven't played
well,
it
even
so
in
long,
the,
so.
Even in the beginning of the game, The Witcher 3 game, Vesemir is with Ciri,
and
showing once again connected to family.
Yeah, he's the Obi-Wan. Yeah,
I guess. Yeah, but the point is, I think he was being the mentor, and he was doing that again. I think that's why I really reinforced. I think this story was about family.
Yeah,
now, that's my opinion. Anyways.
No, it makes sense. I mean, I totally agree with that. And you know, it's like again, he and that's all he cares about after that. You know,
yeah, after he goes through it. Not the trial of the grasses, but the trial of the war.
For sure,
That changes him to where he now, a little bit was a force, because if he wants witchers to continue, he has to do this. So a little bit of his force, but I think a lot of it was
but
choice.
But that's his family too. Cause
yeah,
he
I think that's
witchers.
Why I say it was choice.
And that's like, and that, Degal or Degallen.
Degal.
It's like, he was such a complex character in a lot of ways where he was a piece of crap and a bad guy. But again, like his last words of like making them his own, it's like, and him,
he
saving,
was still leading
and him saving Vesemir.
Yeah.
He's just, you know, it's the redemption kind of thing. I get it. But, and he doesn't deserve that really, but it's like,
no, okay, but he did get the ending he deserved. He deserved to die.
And he saved Vesemir from, like, you know, the mage and stuff. But it's like those words to, like, that was such a good way for him to, like, go out at. And, like, to put into Vesemir, too, of, like, you know, because he's, like, the one girl was, like, you know, telling him that the kids escaped. You know, they're fine. Like, basically the last of the witchers are there. They're fine. They're escaped. And, you know, he's like, go make them your own, like not make them witchers, make them your own. And it's like, that was just, some kind words for a dark person to say.
No, it was, so, but it was also underlying making your own, making your family. That's another and thing again, that reinforces that. Yes,
for sure. And that's again why Vesemir is like, of course I'm going to do that. You know, like, and that's what
I
he
think
does.
That's why I think he wanted all along. He really well, wanted
and we see that
family.
Obviously, since we're fans of the game, it's like we see that he makes a family.
Yeah, he becomes the father figure of the or the patriarch of the, all. Of the Witchers at
it's
that
not
point.
The same thing that we see in the movie where, you know, it's in the movie, it's more where there's a, you know, a bounty of Witchers. They're, you know, they're basically everywhere. And they're just, you know, waiting for the next bounty and stuff like that. Come back to Karamar and they just drink and wait for the next bounty and go hunt. And
see, even in the game, there's only like just three, well, four, including Vesemir until he dies.
Yeah,
isn't that all there is?
It's like a handful.
Yeah,
they don't have an army.
Yes,
I mean that's again when the Wild Hunt comes, like they have to get all these other people to join in because it's just, and that the fight the war in this was like so great. It was so cool and this the climactic to like battle to that was just like. So well done, I thought, you know.
It was very bloody. Yeah. Even before the war, in the beginning, it was bloody.
And yeah, I was going to go back to that too, where I think they kept the tone of this, even though, you know, it's like, it's Netflix does have gory animation and stuff like that. Like they do like the Castlevania and stuff like that. But the Witcher animation to this, like, and even the director that like Han Kwan Lee, I guess it's like he's been doing Nickelodeon stuff. So for him to get, not saying that he did Mortal Kombat and stuff like that, so he's not like doesn't understand how to do this, but for him to do this kind of work and pull it off this well is very cool.
Yeah, it is.
And
he did good work. He did.
And I think that like the tone and the music and everything was so Witcher, you know, and it was like cool. It's like it kept you into like it brought me back to Nilfgaard and all that stuff.
Absolutely,
you know?
See, it made me want to play Witcher 3.
It did, yeah.
After I got dumbed down, I'm like, man, should I download it and start playing it again? I've done it three times. Should I do it a fourth?
Yeah.
I mean,
I watched this movie twice in this time that it's came out. You know, it's like it's and again, like not even because of the podcast. It's just a good movie.
It
it's
truly
really
is.
Good.
It really is. I mean, the bads are minor.
Yeah.
And the good parts are and the whole makeup of it is worthy.
Yeah.
He did a good job.
And again, like
he's for the most part stayed loyal to the lore.
And that's the biggest point. They kept true and they again took Vesemir, which it's like, you know,
although the Lushan didn't seem as badass as is in the game, because the one you fight in the game in that woods, that's a bad dude.
Yeah,
but he just didn't seem. I mean, he was still a bad dude in the cartoon, the animation, but it just didn't quite capture the Lushan that was in Witcher 3. I mean, that's what I thought. I'm like, okay, that's a Lushan. Well, I thought the one we fought was I mean, that dude looked kind of horns going out. And, I mean, it was so different. Doesn't mean he wasn't a badass. I thought it was presented better at the game. That's all I'm saying, I guess.
I guess they did. The monsters weren't as like portrayed as crazy as you would think.
No, that's probably another flaw in it. Yeah. They didn't do the monsters quite as good, but maybe they were limited because it was animation. Because
they even didn't show the griffin that they talked about.
I know, and the griffins in the game are awesome. Yeah. I mean, they're colorful and they're mighty.
But I think that's because they were like talking about more of like the swamp creatures and stuff. Like again, like the Leshans and all that stuff, and the inbreeds and stuff like that. So it's like, or the crossbreeds or whatever. But on this, you know, anticipation for this movie, and we got basically like the worst teaser trailer months ago where, you know, it just basically showed Vesemir and, you know, it's like they literally it was like 20 seconds of him just like walking and you're like, all right, he's animated. And like, you know, it doesn't look like who we think. It's just like some young looking animated character.
72.
Yeah. But, you know, it's like, the way they paced this out was so weird, but I guess I liked it because, you know, the last time we talked was about the big trailer they had for it, and they actually showed some more of like the scenes and stuff. And, you know, I'm like, well, I'm excited for this. But again, this is still a trailer we're talking about, but it did deliver. It did do good. It did everything I expected. And I mean, I wanted it, I guess I should say, but
it makes me really look forward to Witcher 2 on the Netflix series. Hopefully I'm not disappointed.
See, and that's like one that can disappoint. I mean, it's going to be fine. I think that one too, like I have.
No, I think they got the feedback from the fans by not being linear, and, you know, and
I would like another one of these, maybe like, you know, like have this in between, you know, like throughout a movie once in a while.
It's, you mean
like
another animated movie?
Because again, these are all short stories. So it's like, do what you're doing with like the show. And like, you know, they have a thing with the Henry Cavill show. It's like, keep going with that. It's great so far. Like, you know, I'm interested in seeing all of it, you know. But it's like, if this studio and this director and stuff can still throw out maybe like some other ones that they can't cover with the actual Geralt stuff.
Just change Danny Lyon's name back to what it should be.
Yeah, exactly. But I actually, in the beginning, I thought it was so funny when like that little boy was singing the song. Like it's, I was like, is this Toss the Coin? But I know it was like some other song.
Yeah, it could have been.
But I was like, are they going to do it? Are they going to do it? Because it was like right in the beginning. That's like the first thing you hear too. But I was glad they didn't tie that in, because then I would be like, oh, this doesn't make any sense. Like just that little thing. But
it could have been an older version of Danny Lyon.
Yeah.
Stupid name. But yeah, it could have been. If it was, it could have been an older version of, I mean, he's basically a jester. I mean, so
yeah,
it could have been an older jester.
Yeah, but I think like, if it was just like a little boy singing, I mean, it'd be a funny nod to the show, yeah, but
that's all it would be. As long as they didn't continue it on, I think it would have been okay.
Yeah. So what were your favorite, I guess we talked about dislikes, but what were your, I guess, top favorite parts of the show? I mean, the movie.
Him making the right choice, seeing Geralt, even though he was bald, he was an airbender, I guess.
Yeah, he was. Just like gives them the thing.
Yes, he was. I didn't like the sad part of it, because I don't like sad endings. But I mean, even showing her the lake and all that.
Yeah, that was nice. I mean,
no, it was nice for her. But then he balls his eyes out, and it's sad. That doesn't mean, no, it doesn't make it bad at all. I prefer happy endings.
His whole family died too. I mean, it's like Vesemir had a lot to get out there.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. But all the other stuff, the battle was good. I mean, all the other stuff makes up for that sad ending, and they tied it to where they made it a little happier where he got his family, even though I think she was, see, this is again, the twist of the family. I think she was originally intended to be his family,
yeah,
and he lost her, and then he got his new family. I mean, there's so many family undertones in this that, and I like that. I like the fact that they made it a family, because I think family is important, and they made it a morality tale.
I actually just thought about this. So, but it's like, you know, Vesemir witnesses Caramor like fall, and so does Geralt.
Yeah.
And it's like kind of like a...
hands it down to the next generation.
It's kind of like a sad fate that they both have to endure, you know, where it's in, you know, this is like a movie setting, so it's kind of all locked in place and stuff. But, you know, when Geralt has it, you know, you can lose a couple characters and stuff like that. You still lose Caramor no matter what, but it's, you know, that just maybe Caramor doesn't need to be there. You know, it's like kind of like showing that. I mean, I guess Witchers need
that's the Thor thing. Yeah, Asgard isn't a place; it's people.
I did not mean to go to Marvel territory, but I mean, it's just made me think. I was like, oh yeah, Geralt sees Caramor go under, you know, and Vesemir did the same thing. And
oh, you're right. No, so it's
kind of an ironic twist in both storylines.
It's a great observation. I mean, you're absolutely right. Maybe,
but it's really more sad that it's like
maybe all these characters are meant to be tragic.
Yeah,
because I really don't think.
But it's like when Vesemir sees his teacher die, you're like, yeah. I mean, you're glad he took you in, but you're like, eh. But when the Geralt sees Vesemir, you're like, ah, Vesemir, you know, Vesemir. No,
it's true.
A very, because like,
you're attached. I wasn't attached to Declan at all. Yeah. So that's why it really didn't matter. In fact, you're just glad, I was kind of happy he was dead.
That's like, you're just glad he got Vesemir in. They're like, yes. Well, you did one thing good in your life.
Yes. You may.
You kept this guy alive till he could handle himself.
It's a little too late, but at least you did it. I mean, yeah, that's what the way it is with that. No, I liked it. I liked it. What about you? What was your favorite part?
I liked the way they showed the trial grasses and stuff, even though it was a very like hard thing to watch. And Vesemir going through that and just seeing who came out of it and stuff too. And even like his class was, you know, it's like he had his one friend who kind of was like a dwarf, but he wasn't. He was just like a short guy. But, you know, the one arm dude. I just thought it was, because they'd kind of do it in the game, but I just liked seeing that animated part was really cool. And again, I guess, I don't know, pretty much every part. This was just so good. And,
I agree.
You know, even Vesemir and the mage, when they went out to expose Khaetsu, and, you know, it's like the woods they were going in were all like, a hallucinate, like a.
So was that mage in with her all along? That's what I probably didn't understand. I thought maybe she was. She was like a traitor, you know.
Yeah, well, it's like they bring it up in the beginning when he's like, they obviously have a bath scene and each, you know, Witcher thing. But when he's talking with the elf, when he first does his job, like the first job, he talks about Khaetsu as like the, you know, this. It's like because he talks about the lashing.
Yeah, but what
that.
I meant was the Yennefer character. Yeah. Was she always involved with Khaetsu, or was it that it happened later? See, that's what part I didn't understand. Yeah. I didn't fully grasp.
Because I don't know. I didn't rewatch it too, but I think she did connect with her like later through on when she.
So
it's
wasn't
like,
always
because it's kind of like the whole thing where. I think it was in the lull.
My friend.
Well, it was in the lull of like her being, you know, just kept like, you know, every time she went to the king, she's like, the king's like, no, like, and Vesemir's like childhood friends, just like, no, like, she kept winning, and then that's like again, like behind the curtains, she met like Khaetsu and stuff, and. So it like happened. It happened later in the story that she met.
Okay, that
that's the
sense.
Thing. Like I think it was after they went out and like tried to figure out what was going on when they like fought together. That's when she knew she could like align with her because you know.
See, there's another morality tale right there because I think she makes the wrong choice.
Yeah,
and
she backstabbed her whole kingdom.
Exactly. That's morality. I think that's why I like it. This was a morality tale. Yeah. I love
and that's. And that's Witcher. Like, that's the
that
game.
Is so, that's exactly it. That's why, yes, they were loyal to that.
And that's why it was really good that they could do that in a movie like this. Yes. You know, it wasn't, it could have just been, I mean, Vesemir. I mean, again, it would have been cool, but it's like, it could have just been the swashbuckling, you know, whatever happens, even if it was tragic
monster
or not.
Killer,
but,
yeah.
You know, they kept a good open mind on, like, making sure these other characters had time and, you know, the mage character was being nefarious and like, and trying to do the right thing in her mind to like help her, you know, whatever she wants to do. And like all these things are going on. Like that's the whole point of the game. It's like, there's all these things going on, not just what you're doing. If you're Vesemir in this, cause that's like how it'd be if this was a video
game.
You
would be Geralt. It's the same as being Geralt.
You know, but there's all these other things going on and you have to, you know, go with them. And again, that's like he like, you know, when he chaperones her to go out to go after Khaetsu and all that stuff, it's like he doesn't trust her and she doesn't like him either, but they have to, you know, align with each other for this
thing. I thought
thing.
They started liking each other. That's when I thought
and
they were going to hook up.
Exactly. And that's the whole Witcher thing, except that is weird that they didn't fuck, you know, it's like, so, but I thought another thing too, cause with the twists and stuff with, they actually had a very interesting one where I just kind of, another time when I was watching this, where in the very beginning, Vesemir, when he's a little boy, this is like before he runs off, is poking at a dead fox, and it's just in the snow.
Foreshadowing.
I know, but I didn't get that the first time. And then like they show that Ketsu is a fox,
yeah.
And it's like, I just, again, like, it's like when you watch it again, you're just like, you like see those things.
So. Oh, that can happen. That's happened to me so many times. I know.
But it's absolutely. Like, it's just like so funny that like he sees that.
Look, I think the God is in the
details.
It's
really good though. It's
yeah,
cool.
That's my point. If they
didn't have to do that.
If they can pay attention to the details, then you've got a good story. That's why I like Ayn Rand so much, because she's so much detail in her stories. The same thing was in play here.
And that's why I'm saying this director needs to be doing this kind of stuff for these kind of games and these things and these kind of stories. And I hope that
I hope he stays with more Witcher stories.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, continue the live action, you know, that's great. But if they can pull some other stuff that they just can't get actors and stuff, which is totally fine. Like, I'd love to see that from this.
Yeah, I agree. So, yeah,
we can wrap up with that because, I mean, we could just talk about how awesome it is and just basically talk about the movie from start to finish because it was great. I mean, there literally is less of – it's just not bad. I was so surprised and so happy that it was what it was.
I agree. It was good. I would give it an 8 out of 10.
Yeah. And all right, I won't go back into that because I kind of – whatever. But – yeah, fuck it. But there is an X-Men story because, you know, the story Logan.
I've heard of it.
Because like, the movie. Like,
yeah, I know the movie, yeah.
So Logan in the X-Men story, there's a basically the way he becomes Logan in that. And the actual comic is basically what happens to Vesemir in this. And I was like, that's interesting, where it's like, you know, he gets tricked into like killing all these people and finds out he like killed his friends. It's like that happens to Wolverine and Logan actually. And that's why he becomes basically Logan. And I was like, I thought in the Logan comic, that's why it's so good. But in this, I was just like, they don't hold on to it as much as like the X-Men thing do. But I was like, that's just, It's always such a cool play. It's not like it's happened before, but I just thought it was cool. But
sure,
you know, brought up some more Marvel stuff.
So. That's two Marvel references now.
But yeah, let's wrap up here. DJ, what do you got to drop here? You know, promote whatever.
You can check out Ryan, my daughter Autumn, and me doing the Plus Ultra My Hero Academia podcast. We're moving right along, heading towards season 4.
Yeah. Got a new opening and everything, and we're
getting some good responses to it. So you can go on Facebook. I think it's MHA Plus MHA Podcast Plus Ultra MHA Podcast on Facebook, and anywhere you can check out my podcast, you can hear us there.
Yeah, check out the podcast. And check out Bonsai Chat wherever you can get podcasts. And check out bonsaichat.com to help support and doing everything you can for the podcast. Until next time, this has been me and DJ. Catch y'all next time.
Bye.
Bye.